So I hope everybody had a good day, and we'll get into re-engage our discussion of Rotzeach B'Shgaga, of accidental murder. Again, yesterday we delineated the three basic categories of Shogeg, where only the middle category is subject to the Ir Miklat. A case where it's Karav L'Mezid, I give the example of the Tiferes Yisrael, somebody walks around at night holding a knife in front of them and manages to kill somebody, so that's Karav L'Mezid. It's not Mazed in the sense that the person didn't see anybody coming, he didn't attempt to kill anybody, but it's the negligence is so extreme that that person doesn't qualify for refuge. On the other hand, we have situations which are Karov Laones, we discussed one yesterday, right, in the name of Reb Lezer Reb Yaakov, where you throw something and then somebody pops out of a doorway, right, so the person wasn't even there at the time, so that person isn't subject to going to the Ir Miklat altogether. So the third Mishnah states, this is on page Zion in the booklet, Ha'av Golal Yidei Ben Ben Golal Yidei Av. It can apply tragically to fathers and sons. We don't even want to think about that, really. Ha'kol Golin Al Yidei Yisrael, V'Yisrael Golin Al Yideim, Chutz Mi Al Yidei Ger Toshav, V'Ger Toshav Eino Gola, Ela Al Yidei Ger Toshav. Interesting halacha, that the only way a Ger Toshav can go to near Miklat is if they kill another Ger Toshav, not if they kill a Yisrael, for which they would be held responsible for capital murder. Hasuma Eino Gola, Devir Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda maintains, Pasuk says, Re'os, you can see it, so he holds that a blind person is not subject to the penalty of exile. Rabbi Meir Omer Gola, Rabbi Meir Paskins, that indeed he would be exiled. Hasone no Gola, a person who's known to have a malicious animus relationship with the victim is not subject to exile. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasone Nerag Mipnei Shehu Chamuad, a very sad statement. So his view is that if the Sone kills somebody who, again, is on record as not having spoken to somebody for 72 hours, you're really angry, that's part of the definition of Sone. So we say that it's as if he's Muad, meaning that anything that happens, even if it appears to be accidental, perhaps we should assume that it's deliberate, because circumstantially it seems very strange. We know he hates somebody and then something happened where there's a degree of responsibility. So again, we don't paskin this way, but again, it just goes to show you how severe hatred is. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yeshona Gola, Yeshona Sheno Gola, Zalqal, Koshu Yachal Omer, Ladas Harag, Yeno Gola, Vishalol Ladas Harag, Hare, Ze Gola. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon says it sort of falls back into the general category of whether or not we can determine any intent. So, Lehechan Golin, where do people go into exile? Are Mikla, to the cities of refuge. L'shalosh ha'bevar ha'yardein, there were three that Moshe designated in his lifetime. As you'll recall, Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'evar ha'yardein Mizrecha Shamesh. That was one of the examples of mitzvah ha'baliyad chaltach mitzena, that Moshe showed great commitment to mitzvos, even though he knew those three cities would not be effective in his lifetime, and they would not be effective for another 14 years, because it would take 7 years to conquer the land, and another 7 years to distribute the land. But Moshe figured, whatever I can achieve in my lifetime, I should achieve. So there were three in the Transjordan, where you had the two and a half tribes, as we call it, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe. So moving from south to north, those cities were called Betzer, Ramot, and Golan, okay, in the Transjordan. And then there were three cities in Israel, south to north. Chevron was an Ir Miklat, Shechem was an Ir Miklat, and Kedesh Naphtali was in Ir Miklat. So for six total. We'll talk about how longitudinally and latitudinally they related to each other tomorrow, but that is the halacha. Shenemar, Shlosh Harim Tinu Me'ever Liyardin, Shlosh Harim Tinu Be'eretz Kanan, Achel Nivchar Shlosh Be'eretz Yisrael, Lo Hayu Shlosh Be'ever Yardin Koltos. They didn't go online, so to speak, until the three were designated Israel. Shenemar, Shesh Arei Miklat Tiena Lachem, Ad Shiyu Sheshtan Koltos Ke'acha. Now, the truth of the matter is that we paskin that there are actually 48 possible cities of refuge. There are these six, which are designated as such, but as you recall, these are six of the 48 cities of the Levium. So the difference, that is 42, there are 42 other places that one has to go, but there are two distinctions between the six and the 42. These six, if an accidental murderer gets there, he doesn't even have to have intent, but if he ends up in the city and then somebody tells him, you know, good thing that you're here, right, because otherwise you could be, you know, killed by the Goel Hadam, by the Vindicator of the Blood, he doesn't have to have Kavana, and the city still protects him. The other 42 cities, he has to have Kavana. He has to say, I'm seeking refuge with the Levium here in the city. Very fascinating idea. So there are really two different kinds of Ir Miklat. One of them is a din in the ear. The city itself provides protection. The other is really a din in the gavra, that the gavra can seek refuge with the levim. Very fascinating distinction. Happens to be machlokas bavli Yerushalmi, but that's one point. The other difference is also really interesting. I'm looking at Dan and thinking a little bit of Dan's mother, based on something he said at Levaya. Dan will appreciate this in a second. But the six cities which are designated for Rotech Bishkaga, for accidental murderers, are rent-free. So he can go there and live for any period of time without having to pay a penny. But if he takes up residence, let's say he says, you know, I don't want to go to those places, I'd like to go to some other city of the Levium, he's got to pay rent. So, you know, that could get expensive depending on how long the Kohen Gadol lives. So, again, that's one of the other differences, is that you have to, you know, fork over, you know, monthly check to the Levi, you know, who's running whatever the location is. So again, nobody's forcing you to go there, right? You could still go to the Ir Miklat and get it, you know, rent free. But you know, if people want to pay, you know, there's more options for them. There's 42 other cities. That's the position of the Bavli, and we assume that is a normative position as well. Okay, everybody have a wonderful evening.